All right.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Thank God for His Word. Thank God for the Spirit of Truth. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that indwells you, the Spirit of Truth that abides with you forever and ever and ever. Think about the Spirit of Truth that is within you. The Spirit of Truth abides with you forever if you're saved, born again. And if you've got brothers and sisters in Christ, they agree with you. They know the truth. They abide in the truth. They love the truth. They love the Word. From Genesis to Revelation, they don't try to take verses out of the Bible or books out of the Bible. They abide in the truth. The truth will set you free. The Pharaoh, the Egyptian Pharaoh, hates the truth. They try to manipulate reality to fit what they want. And if they can't get you to give up the truth, they want to kill you. If somebody has an agenda, right? If somebody has an agenda, and that agenda does not include the truth, but you're the target, they're going to do everything they can under the sun to try to get you to compromise the truth. Now, it's to no avail. The flying monkeys that are around them, they don't have any truth. So they got people around them that don't know the truth. And so they can manipulate other people. But they can't manipulate you because you have the truth. Now, did the Pharaoh change? Did he repent? Did he give up his game? He only gave up his game because of his firstborn was dead. He was in sorrow. He had some pain. He only got knocked back for a temporary spell. Then he got angry because God took away the firstborn, and he chased after Israel. And so the narcissist or the Jezebel or the psychopath, he or she, will be knocked back by God, just like the Pharaoh. God will knock them back and shut them down. Right? But they don't even take God's rebuke. God didn't kill the Pharaoh. He killed the firstborn. And then the Pharaoh went after Israel. So God will knock back the narcissist or whoever's your enemy. But they get so enraged that their game didn't work, or their their plan, or their bondage game did not work. So they won't take you out. They want to kill you. They want to kill you. They're going to do any kind of scheme or whatever to take you out and try to flip it onto you, make you look crazy, make you. And if they can get you involved in some kind of twisted situation, legal situation, convoluted situation, to where you kind of run back to them, that's what they want. The Pharaoh was so delusional. Instead of him getting out there, learning how to make his own bricks, you know, said, well, okay, you're gonna make bricks, and we're gonna take away the straw. One of them, he said, my pinky's bigger, gonna be stronger than the thumb of my dad. One of the pharaohs went crazy. said, my pinky is going to be stronger than the thumb of my dad or something like that. And so we're going to take away some straw. You're going to have to make some more straw. We're going to make it. And so what do you think they're doing with the financial system? We're going to make it so hard on you. We're going to devalue the dollar. We're going to raise the food prices. We're going to make it so hard on you, you become a slave. You don't think the Pharaoh, you don't think the narcissist or the Pharaoh or the evil boss or whatever, you don't think they're just as much a Pharaoh as the Pharaoh? They don't want to do anything. Now, I have seen employees that are the Pharaoh, the manipulator, the psychopaths, and the bosses is trying to, they're shaking their head saying, what's wrong with these people? Don't they want to work? But then I've seen it the other way, where the boss is just a dictator. They're not servant leaders. They don't know what it means to be a servant leader. They've never read a book about servant leadership. They don't even know what it means. Servant leadership. I knew this lady was in training to be a manager one time. I said, have you read any books about servant leadership? She looked at me and her eyes just like flipped out. She thought, how can a, and I could just see her trying to calculate it in her mind, how can a leader be a servant? See, they don't want to be a servant leader. They want to be a dictator leader. Servant leadership is a foreign language to the Pharaoh, to the Jezebel, to the narcissist. Servant leadership, what is that? They don't even know what that means. They ain't never heard such a thing. And then when you step into servant leadership, the ones under you who are psychopathic, narcissist, selfish, or whatever, they think you're weak. You're meek and humble, trying to teach them how to be a servant leader like yourself. And they think you're weak, and they try to get over until you put your foot down and say, I'm done. The humility in a born-again, spirit-filled truther looks like weakness to the lost. Your humility, your kindness looks like weakness to the lost, because they're in a world mindset, a world view, is a dog-eat-dog world. I'm going to mess you up. Gonna mess you up. That's what they're thinking. They're gonna mess you up because you're too weak in a hard world. You deserve to be stepped on, they think, just because you're kind or you're humble. They see humbleness or kindness as weakness, but they see pride is strong. They want you to be prideful. Pride. I'm big and bad. Look at me. They only respect people like themselves that are pure evil, that will get over. If they can take a dollar from you, they'll take it. If they can take a quarter from you, they'll take it. If they can take $100 from you, they'll take it. They'll take anything they can get because they're just takers. Take, 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 take. Initially, they might give, but their whole game, they might give initially, and it might look like a pretty good gift. Initially, they play game. They're gamers. They're players. They'll give you something, but you don't know how much it's going to cost you. Let's say they give you $1,000. They want $100,000. They gave you $10. They want $100. They give you their time. They want to steal your life. They give you their time, but then they want to steal your life. They think that they own you. The Pharaoh really believes that he owned Israel. And God told Israel, I'll teach you. Come out in the wilderness and I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how to be strong and diligent, and teach you how to to think higher than the Pharaoh. And that's what happens with the born again. The born again is taught through this crazy place how to love your enemies, how to love your neighbors, how to not be bitter, how to forgive. When your enemy attacks, you hit them back hard with the same force, but then you offer them help. When they try to defeat you, you defeat them, but then you reach your hand out and say, I'll pick you back up now. Get right with God. And they're looking at you saying, why didn't you kill me? Because I'm trying to win your soul back to, I'm trying to pull you back to the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, instead of your Queen of Heaven, Lucy, like Lucifer God that you worship. I'm trying to pull you out of the witchcraft and the sorcery into the true God, and God will reveal it all to you. But you have to get your heart right. You have to submit to God. See, Pharaoh is not going to submit to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because the Pharaoh thinks he's God. Because the Queen of Heaven, Lucy, Lucifer, whoever you want, whatever you want to call the devil, he's told them that you can be your own God. Think about the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh is just a copy of what happened to Eve. The Pharaoh trying to enslave Egypt is no different than Eve trying to enslave Adam and the devil trying to enslave Eve. Hath God said, you can be your own God. The Pharaoh stepped into the same spirit as Eve. Think about it. North Korea stepped into the same spirit as Eve and the Pharaoh. China has stepped into the same. China's going to attack Israel. Russia's going to attack Israel. And they're going to be knocked back. And they don't even understand that they're just legalistic psychopaths, because a legalistic person gets worse and worse and worse, and they want to get a bunch of flying monkeys that can't see through them and see what they are. And if they got enough ignorant flying monkeys, they think you're ignorant and you're going to follow the flying monkeys. And when you step into your Elijah spirit, you say, I don't think so. What are you smoking? And you just laugh at them. It's kind of like the Batman laughing at the Riddler. Batman comes with the truth. The Riddler comes with jokes. The Joker, the Batman, I mean the Riddler, the Joker, whatever. Trip. It's so funny. If you fell in love with a narcissist, you fell in love with a fake person. They're not even real. It was never real. And they know it. And if you went back, you would say, if it's been a while, you'd say, because they have to, their voice would change, their whole, you would be dealing with an actor or an actress. You'd be dealing with an actress if you went back. You'd say, that persona that you played, where did that person go? They don't even exist.